Chapter 7. Money. Who gives? Who gets? Who manages? With very few exceptions, most people go into business to make money, though they may achieve other goals and benefits along the way. So it's hardly surprising that most problems within business partnerships center on money. Even if partners dress up the issue as something else, like a personality clash, contention about money always bubbles just below the surface. Inevitably, money underlies most disputes when a partnership breaks up. Whether you're talking about the relationships in your business or your marriage, put money issues at the heart of your prenup. Sure, you'll continue debating and strategizing about money throughout the lifetime of the business, but you should discuss money openly between potential partners, even before you get hitched. Unfortunately, many business partners don't want to confront the topic. It's about as pleasant as root canal surgery without anesthetic. All sorts of awkward and unwanted feelings and experiences surface. Terror, vulnerability, manipulation, control, and fear of rejection. Partners need to agree on 5 critical money elements. The first is contribution. At the outset, or with a newcomer, how much will each partner invest in the business? What will that entitle them to in terms of draws and profit share? How will you value the intangibles they bring, like ideas, skills, and customers, as a share of the contribution? Will additional financial contributions be expected? The second element is targets. What are your targets for financial performance? Obviously, you can change these over time, so they should be reviewed regularly. Your targets will form a key element of the goals we discussed in the previous chapter. The third element, expenses. What are your basic operating expenses? Identify your categories of expense, such as rent, insurance, utilities, marketing, salaries. How much do you spend, or will you spend, in any given month, any year, or in each category, in 3 years, or 5 years? The fourth element is management. How will you manage the finances? Will one of the partners be responsible for day-to-day financial management? How and when will she report to the others? The fifth element is valuation. If the partnership ends, how will you value the business? How will you divide the assets? Can you solve the thorny issue again of placing a value on intangibles? Aim to agree on a formula or some kind of arbitration process at the outset. But you need to get smart about money, and I find that many people are ignorant about it, even though they're going into business. One of the common problems I encounter, and I'll tell you, I speak from personal experience as well as the testimony of countless clients. Many business partners lack knowledge and expertise about financial management. Most partners who start or join a business usually arrive with a whole armory of skills related to the product or the service that the company provides, from selling to manufacturing. But unless we're talking about partners forming an accounting practice, they usually know little or nothing about financial management. In small businesses, the person most likely to show dexterity with a calculator or spreadsheet, or, in my case, the one least able to resist the pressure, takes on the task. Worse, the founding partner may regard financial management as his preserve. In that case, he probably has his own special way of doing things, using a variety of tricks and shortcuts that no one else understands, at least until it's too late. Money case study. What you lose in price, you make up in volume, and other fallacies. Lack of understanding about finances can have a severe impact on your business and your relationship with your partners. When contributions aren't equal, there's a tendency to devalue the other. And sometimes contributions aren't equal because one person puts in more expertise and the other may put in more money. It's not enough just to be meticulous about data entry. You have to be able to interpret the numbers to understand the story they're telling you. This is what happened to Francis and Sam, two bright, professionally trained architects. They didn't have a clue about financial statements. The issue was not about accounting for every penny earned and every penny spent. Sam was enormously diligent about that. This is how they handled money. If there was cash left in the account at the end of the month, they distributed it to each other. Sounds straightforward, but they weren't necessarily planning for future expenses. So when those bills came, they either had to draw on their credit line or reach into their own pockets to pay them. Also, by focusing only on cash flow, they didn't pay attention to whether they really were earning enough from the business to make it worthwhile to continue, such as was there growth potential. And when Francis started charging more expenses through the company, the numbers between them got really out of whack. As a result, the firm limped along for a number of years. They had no strategic understanding of how the financials could tell them the story of whether they were successful or not. Had they had clear financial goals, coupled with the understanding of whether their firm was truly moving in that direction, they could have made more informed decisions of whether to continue with their company. How does this apply to you? Do you know how to read financial statements? Does your partner? If not, take some time to educate yourselves on the subject. They'll tell you whether your business is healthy or ailing. And can you be objective about what you see in those statements? If you don't see a rosy picture, can you and your partner take the steps to trim the fat or close the doors if necessary so that you don't slip into financial ruin? If you have any hesitation, align yourself with a strategic financial advisor or temporary CFO who will give you the straight talk about what you're seeing. Slightly more mature organizations might employ a clerk, financial manager, or an outside agency to keep the books. They will regularly report sales and bottom line numbers that all the partners can use to keep track of performance. Eventually, if the company expands sufficiently, it might employ a financially qualified partner to keep things in order. Unless that's you, take my advice. Make it your business to acquire a basic understanding of business finance and bookkeeping. This is particularly important if you find yourself holding the calculator against your better judgment, or because you have two molecules more of detail orientation in your blood than your partner. Get educated. Understand what the numbers tell you. My advice is particularly directed at women. Sorry to generalize, but in my experience, women tend to focus more on the partnership relationship than on whether the business partnership makes good financial sense for them. They will run themselves into the ground for the sake of maintaining the partnership rather than amicably ending the business before they run out of money. That's not smart business, or smart altogether. During your partnership discussions, try to establish the level of expertise of your prospective partner and explore how she feels about improving her level of knowledge. You'll also definitely want to know whether you share attitudes to a whole range of money issues, from credit policy to paying bills on time. The question of financial integrity underlies these issues. Do you share the same principles? Here's a test. Imagine your company has $500 in its account right now. You can either pay a vendor to whom you owe the $500, or distribute the money to the partners and make the vendor wait. What would you do? What would your partner do? Are the two answers compatible? Can you live with it? Or are you on diametrically opposite sides of the spectrum? Or try this test. Imagine you quoted a project estimate to a client, and the client was perfectly happy to pay in advance. You finished the project in less than the time estimate and under budget. Do you pass along the project savings to the client? Or do you stick with the original estimate? What would you do? What would your partner do? At a personal level, it's also imperative to establish each other's financial needs and the ability of the business to meet them. What are your monthly household expenses? What does the company generate? Or what will it realistically generate if it's a new business? Talk frankly, not only about expectations, but also about specific financial commitments. If one partner has a financial need greater than another's, should that partner be permitted to take a bigger draw out of the business? If so, how will that be balanced? What if the business fails to generate enough income to pay your salaries for a period of time? Can each of you still afford to meet personal expenses? For how long? What belt-tightening flexibility do you have? To summarize, the partnership's chances for success really depend on money. You need agreement on key issues of policy and how differing needs will be handled. Every partner should have a sound working knowledge of business accounting. You must align on issues of financial integrity. Your action steps? Honestly review your level of business finance knowledge. If you come up short, buy and read a beginner-style book on the subject, or sign up for seminars like Finance and Accounting for Non-Financial Managers. Prepare a few simple questions designed to test your potential partner's knowledge in this area. How much do you need to earn in order to meet your own regular financial commitments? Don't guess. Figure it out.